we doing on this wonderful after... Well, it's still morning. So how are you doing this wonderful morning, everyone? Great. Keep it quiet. That's how I like it. Act like I'm not even here.
Well, Tiffany, I'll ask the first question. Have you been practicing for waving the green flag?
I have definitely been practicing. I watched several YouTube videos. I've been checking out the tutorials, and I think I feel like it's all in the wrist. And then, you know, the energy that you give with it and let the wind take you away. But don't drop the flag.
Rule number one, don't drop the flag.
Yeah, I won't. I don't drop flags.
Awesome. Well, you have some exciting projects going on. Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I do have some exciting projects going on. Project number one is waking up every day and living life to the best of my ability. I have a new series getting ready to come out. Well, it's not new. After Party Season 2 is coming out in April. And then I got another movie coming out in April called Back on the Strip with Wesley Snipes. He played my baby daddy, y'all. It's hilarious. I don't know. It is a funny movie, boy. It is hilarious. I just watched it with a group of people. My favorite thing to do is to slide into movie theaters and watch my movie with strangers and see how they respond. And so I slid in there, and everybody's laughing, and they're enjoying it, and they're testing the movie, right? They're screening it, and everybody's laughing and stuff, and then... at the end, I was like, thank y'all for laughing. It was like, whoa! and that's like my favorite thing. But to see people's initial response without knowing that I'm there is like the best. And then I have a movie with Disney coming out in July called Haunted Mansion. And it's me, Jamie Lee Curtis, Lakeith Stanfield, Rosario Dawson, Danny DeVito, who became my boyfriend for like 2 weeks. And he was because he liked my cooking, because I cook every day when I'm working. I have to cook because otherwise I'll cry. So I love to eat. Food is good.
Awesome.
And then I got a bunch of other stuff coming out, but I don't want to brag, but I got music and, you know, I'm buying property and stuff, and I'm gardening. I'm actually a farmer. I don't know. Did you know that? Yeah, I'm a farmer. I didn't know that either until I found out you can write off honeybees. If I sell 2 jars of honey, that's a tax write-off. So, and I'm a farmer. So if anybody wants to buy some Haddish honey, I got that Haddish honey on deck. I'm selling it for $3,000 a bottle. You think I'm playing? Somebody gonna buy it.
Well, one other question for you. You've had so many unique experiences, and what is it that's special about this one here today?
Well, this is super special to me today because I remember back in the early 2000s, I used to come to Daytona for the Black College reunion. And one day we were like, oh, man, this is whack. I want to do something fun and exciting, right? So there were tickets to come here. I believe it was here. I know it was a race. It was a Daytona race, that's for sure. And it was cheap. It was like $6 or $10. We was like, oh, we could go there. We could have a good time. And so we came, and it was my first time coming to a race of this magnitude. And everyone was screaming at the top of their lungs. And I was like, oh, this is a safe place to scream. The police don't show up or nothing. And so I was just screaming. I was taking what I like to call an emotional dump, you know, just letting all the emotions out that I've been storing up for so long, you know. And then I met so many cool people. And then I started realizing that, you know, because it was, I'm going to be honest, it was not a lot of black people. There was not a lot. Nope. But I realized that we got a lot in common. A lot. Some of y'all is, ooh, off the chain. I was like, ooh, is that my cousin? What's your name? You sure your name is Amber? Because you acting like your name is Keosha. Okay. So I had a good time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to open up to a couple questions for you here.
Okay.
You raise your hand, we'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Matt up in the front.
Matt Weaver, Motorsports Tribune. I really enjoy the opportunity to kind of talk to people who are not in our bubble, because we're so in our bubble sometimes. And I'm curious, for people who are not in our bubble, are you hearing a lot more about NASCAR over the last year or so? Do you feel that increased interest or enthusiasm for the sport?
I've always heard about NASCAR. Like, I've always had, like, my brothers always had the little model cars and stuff like that. We watch it on Sundays on TV because there was nothing else to watch. So I've always heard about it. Always been viewing it, not necessarily participating. And I would say, when I found out that Michael Jordan was involved, I said, well, damn, I need to get involved too. That sounds like a good investment. So I'm going to probably, you know, sell enough honey to go ahead and sponsor a car. I'm going to sponsor a driver. We're going to call it the Honey Wheels. I don't know. I'm thinking about it, though. I don't even know if I answered your question, but when I heard that match, you know, yeah, you're welcome.
Go to Zach.
Zach Catanzetti, ready, kicknatires.net. Keenan Thompson came out to a race years ago, and he always thought about SNL skit ideas about NASCAR the whole time he was at the track. Do you have any ideas in mind so far?
I do have a few ideas. I was thinking, I've never seen anyone do a comedy show, like a stand-up comedy show at a racetrack. Have you?
I've seen one every weekend.
Every weekend? Well, that's everybody that shows up, right? That's a comedy. Just the people being here is a comedy show. But like an actual stand-up comedy show, that's happened before?
Yeah, I think Bill
did it. Okay, well then, have you seen any black women do it? Okay then. Okay then, sir. I think that's what'll be happening. I'm good at commentating too. I'll be like, ooh, it looks like his transmission is messed up. He's slow. I would do that. Who, you going to pay me to do it? You got a dollar? Okay. I'm going to need more than just $1.
So one more question from over here.
Uh-huh.
If you had to pick a driver to win today, who would you choose?
I'm going to choose Bubba. I'm going to choose Bubba Wallace. You know.
Good choice.
Because of Michael Jordan. I'm just saying, you know, we got to look out for what a champ stick with champs. I don't know if you noticed, I'll be winning too. he's raising his head.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Have you produced your first jar of honey yet?
Oh, yes, I have produced my first jar. I actually have like 3 jars of honey. Would you want to buy one? I can sell you all 3. That's going to be about $9,000. You got it in your back pocket? I feel like you got it, sir. I feel like you got it somewhere, at least in an inheritance or something. You got it somewhere. She's raising her hand back there. In the frozen box of peas? Okay, I'm going to get it. I'm going to come over to your house. I'm going to cook them peas.
You go to Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa Thomas here with Florida National News. Wanted to kind of get your thoughts on, obviously we touched on like the newer generation of folks that are getting into racing, and wanted to get your thoughts in seeing potentially the increase of women in racing. I like the comedy sketch idea for like the first stand-up comedy by a black woman here, but kind of talking about seeing that increase of women in the sport. I would love to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, I'm really excited about like the women that are participating. You know, we have our girl that I believe she's from Ghana that's changing the tires. You know what I'm saying? And when I saw that, I was like, yo, I change tires all the time. Don't nobody give me no credit for the tires I have changed on the Geo Metros and the Tesla. Do you know how hard it is to change a tire on a Tesla? Not easy. Not easy. And then I learned you could just call them and they will come. I will never change a tire again. But in like Danica doing her thing, you know, and it's funny because I like to think I could probably do it. I think I could. I mean, I've gotten enough speeding tickets And I'll definitely be hitting it on the freeways. I feel like I could pull it off. And back in the day, we used to, me and my friend, we'd go up to Irwindale, and we would drive as like as fast as we can. They would let us come on the track and drive as fast as we can. But so I think I could do it. But I love that to see women involved. I mean, didn't we used to build the cars when during the war and all that stuff? Like, so, and I mean, we building cars now. I mean, we got the, oh, hello, firefighter man. Are y'all firefighters, ambulances? Are y'all pilots? I knew they was official. I knew they had to study something. Hello. They pilots. Okay, with y'all flying. Oh, okay.
They're the Thunderbirds.
Oh, they're the Thunderbirds. Oh, okay. Hello, Thunderbirds. And that was one of the first things I drank when I started drinking. Thunderbird. That burned your chest, boy. That put some hair on your chest that you don't want, I'll tell you that much.
We'll go up here to Alan in the front.
This is Alan from the Alan and Aaron Sports Talk Radio Show. It's a real pleasure to have you here, Tiffany.
Thank you.
I guess I have two questions, but first question, have you met Bubba Wallace here?
Yes, I have met Bubba Wallace, and he smells like success and gasoline. I think he puts a little gas behind his ears and get him going.
And the second question is, what is it like to be in attendance of probably the biggest event ever on TV, be there?
It feels amazing. Is this the biggest? Is Rihanna performing?
NASCAR.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it feels great. It feels amazing. It's an honor. I'm just super excited. You know, I don't want to make any mistakes. I just want to give my best and bring joy to people and, you know, hopefully make some new friends.
Well, Tiffany, I think you have a couple hundred new friends in here and brought a lot of joy here.
I don't know. I seen two haters. I seen two people rolling their eyes, acting like they too good to say hello, even to acknowledge my existence. And to you, I'll give you the middle finger. I'm not going to point out which two, but we already know they over this way somewhere. And that's all I got to say.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to see you up on the flags.
Oh, this is it? Okay, cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Can I touch the trophy? Can I touch this? This is no. Don't drop it. I could take this. You can't pick this. You got to roll this out. Okay, here we go.